Somewhere near the current tree stood a large oak tree in 1780. The exact location was already lost by 1914, but compare the background in the picture below to the view to your right. The next morning, all of the leaders meet in the shade of that tree to choose their next steps, perhaps right where you stand. It thus became known in later times as the Council Oak. They decide it is most likely Ferguson remains at Gilbertstown. So in hopes of catching him there, they will march their army through the South Mountains and down the Cane Creek Valley to the southwest, the route of today's U.S. 64. They go back to their camps and order their men to gather their things and mount up. You then see them flow to your right along Green and or directly onto the wagon road at Independence Boulevard toward Greenlee Ford over the river. The Overmountain men caught their quarry, Ferguson, at Kings Mountain in South Carolina. At Bickerstaff's Old Fields, north of modern Rutherfordton, their commander was passed a rumor that the British cavalry was coming for them. They decamped at 5 a.m. on Sunday, October 15. Somewhere between 10 p.m. that night and 2 a.m. the next morning, the Patriots and their dwindling number of prisoners drag up the same route by which the Whigs left. They have marched 32 miles on no food. It rained all day. Some of the prisoners collapsed and were trampled underfoot along the way. Given the rains, the leaders had feared the Catawba River would flood and trap them on the other side, vulnerable to attack. They camp again in Quaker Meadows. Charles McDowell rode along the lines and informed us the plantation belonged to him and kindly invited us to take rails from his fences and make fires to warm and dry us. The next day, the victorious militia army disbands. Most of the Overmountain men and South Carolina troops that came back with them return home. The latter probably have to wait, because the Catawba has indeed flooded by then. This leaves 500 to 600 men, primarily Cleveland's men, to escort hundreds of prisoners to Bethabara in modern Winston-Salem. They march out the way those men first arrived for the campaign around 2 p.m. Monday. The number of prisoners is unknown, somewhere between the 600 first captured and the 300 the Moravians report arriving at Bethabara. Some have been paroled, some died, and others are leaking away every day. Walk or drive within the same lot you parked in to the back left corner of the retail strip, then scroll to our next audio clip.